Just go ahead and start it off first with the opening game against a team that you guys have had a lot of success against in the past, and a hated rivalry in this division.
Well, I think most importantly, it's a division game and an NFC game. I mean, those are the things that really are most important. Going back through the last several years, one of the things we've noted and talked about with our team is many of these games have been decided in the last possession, late in the fourth quarter. So, you know, all the things you preach as a coach, the turnovers will be important. The field position battle and being able to, handle the momentum swings as they go back and forth. All those things, I think, come into play in a game that's always seemed to be real close.
What stood out to you about this team? The better way of asking this is what's been the biggest change in this Atlanta Falcons team over the past year?
Well, look, in just 2 years for me now, a season and a half, being out last year, they're not only with the Falcons but also with the Saints, there's just a lot of different personnel. You've got a couple draft classes now with the Saints since I've been back, and a couple draft classes with Atlanta along with free agency for both teams. So the number one thing would be just the personnel and on their team and no different than the personnel on ours.
Coach, we know what an innovative guy you are on offense. I mean, last year, what did you do in terms of, keeping current with the league? Were you drawing up plays kind of on your own time? Can you give us some insight there?
Well, I was coaching my son's football team at Liberty Christian, his sixth grade team. So, that was Tuesdays and Thursdays with Saturday games. A lot went into that. And for me, it was a pretty unique and special opportunity. That being said, I'd have the film sent at the beginning of each week and have a chance to look at various games, including our own, on a coach's tape copy. Certainly, there's certain observations you can make when you watch the coach's tape, and then it's a lot different when you're watching the television copy. So, I think more than anything, it's frustration being away from it, and not having an opportunity to be, part of the process. And I think that, along with just not having any communication with anyone, not only in your own organization but anywhere else in the league, that was the biggest challenge.
How much self-evaluation of your process of being a coach did you do, and maybe any changes that you made coming back to active duty?
Well, I don't know if self-evaluation is the right term. I mean, you're certainly making notes about what you're seeing and what you'd like to correct. We've got a lot of things we've got to be better at from a year ago. We've got to do a better job of playing complementary football than we did a year ago, and have that balance. We've got to play better defense. I think the turnover and the takeaway area is something that we've really harped on, as well as the kicking game. So there are a lot of things beginning in the spring that we've been working on trying to improve that just give you a chance to win. And if we can't do that, then you really don't, have that opportunity like you'd like.
With respect to that defense, I guess you guys made the move with Vilma recently, and Will Smith got hurt a few weeks ago. How does that hurt the upgrades you're trying to make there?
Well, there's still a lot of new players on this roster and a lot of new players on defense. We think that the training camp has been good for us. The acquisition of a number of these rookies, we were excited about not only the draft picks, but we had five or six free agents, college free agents, make this roster, which is a very high number, all of which we felt were deserving, and we're excited to see their progress.
I guess since the last time you played the Falcons, Mike Nolan was not the defensive coordinator. And, so a new look there. And do you expect even more new stuff from maybe what was on film last year?
Well, they do a great job. They've got outstanding team speed. And I know Mike well. He's an outstanding coach. They run to the ball extremely well. They're very sound in their coverage schemes. They fit the run well. Just looking at the last two games a year ago, both of them, were back and forth games, and the home team ended up winning in each case. But it just seems over the years that, you know, it's the little things in a game like this that matter, and it's the blocking, the tackling, protecting the football, and being sound in the kicking game.
Coach, what led to the decision to switch to the 3-4 for you guys, and how's that process coming along?
Well, I just think that, you know, it provides us some flexibility, and I know the challenge it sometimes can create for us offensively, and I felt like it was something that we could benefit from, and so that process has been good. There are certainly some changes that take place with what you're doing and the personnel with regards to who's doing it, but I just felt like it was the right move for our team at that time.
How's Curtis Lofton fitting into that change? He's been a 4-3 guy all throughout his career.
He fits in well. You know, he's a Mike in that scheme, and he's got a very good handle on both the run fits and what he's doing in coverage. He's a smart player and, you know, one of our leaders.
Along with talking about the defense of your team, why Rob Ryan, and what makes you believe that he's the guy that can turn this defense around?
Well, he's a guy that has passion for teaching. I spent a long time in the process of making this decision and spoke to a lot of coaches that I know have worked with him and worked closely with him. And I think the response has been good. I know he cares about his players, and I also know that they play hard for him. And, you know, having faced his defenses in the past, they've always been problematic and caused us a lot of issues. So, but it took a while, you know, getting to that final decision, and I'm glad it worked out.
Do you worry at all, 3 defensive coordinators in 3 years? Is that a lot for the players?
Yeah, but I think the players are pretty resilient. With the turnover we have in our league, very quickly they get acclimated to the system and what they're doing, and I think that's the case with us.
Coach, how's Vaccaro adjusted in your scheme?
He's doing well. You know, he's a guy that is good, got very good football IQ. He's smart and he's tough. He's handled the transition very well.
Drew, just to start off, can you tell us the difference it's made having Coach Payton back?
What's that?
Could you talk about the difference it's made having Coach Payton back?
Yeah, forgive me for the fact that I answered this like 1,000 times, because I know it's the first time I've talked to you guys, mm-hmm. But it's great to have him back. And to be honest, perfectly honest with you, it's as if no time has passed. You know, I mean, we've been together for so long. You know, he's the one who brought me here in 2006. You know, so this is our eighth year together, you know. And obviously, despite the circumstances of last year and everything that went on there, you know, it was just refreshing to walk in mid-April when we started our off-season program. And there he was, and we just got right to work, and there was nothing said about it. It was all about football, and been that way ever since.
Hey, Drew, you faced this Falcons team quite a few times. What do you think is your biggest challenge going against this Falcons defense?
They're extremely well coached. They're very well disciplined. They do a great job of taking the ball away. I would just say they're very sound, you know, and they've got a great, you know, team speed on defense. I think we all know that what this type of game, you know, brings. You know, every time we've played these guys over the last 10 years, it's always been a battle. You know, it's always come down to the wire, and that's just the type of game that we expect with these guys. They're a very good football team.
Drew, they have a rookie cornerback in Trufant. What have you seen of him? What do you know about him?
Yeah, he's you know, very fast, very athletic. You know, just kind of, I just know kind of from coming out of college what, you know, what everybody would say about him. But just from watching film, you can see, you know, his talent level and his speed. And, you know, obviously it seems like they try to incorporate him in there quite a bit. So I got to be ready for his, you know, for his ability.
Is it typical in the league when you have a rookie cornerback to try to, you know, test him out, see what he's got?
You know, it's kind of dependent on the play, dependent on the scheme, depending on, you know, a lot of things. You just, you know, you just kind of take your matchup, you know, and so it might not necessarily be the DB at times. Sometimes it's, you know, your guy, the guy you're throwing to, the route he's running, kind of working to his strengths, and just, you know, you try to identify the best matchup on any given play and read it out from there.
Drew, how difficult is it when you're practicing against Rob Ryan's defense every day, transitioning into what you're going to see from Mike Nolan?
Yeah, you know, I know Mike Nolan's history, you know, has been in a 3-4, you know, from when we played against him when he was coaching in San Francisco. And yet, you know, I know Mike Smith's scheme is a 4-3, and yet you kind of see him dabble with a little bit of both in the preseason. So at the end of the day, you got to be ready for both. You know, I'd say Mike Nolan's pressure packages, he's got some good ones, you know, and I'd say that's similar to Rob Ryan in philosophy, just as far as, you know, at times you're going to see some different looks, some multiple looks that you just have to, you know, be prepared for, be ready for, kind of expect the unexpected at times.
Are you any different leader today with Sean Payton there?
My different leader?
Yeah, I mean, how's your role change with him being back in terms of a leadership? Do you get to stand back and just focus offensively more, or are you still just the clear-cut leader on the entire team?
No, I would say that honestly, last year was weird because I think we all felt like we needed to kick it up a notch, you know, just in his absence. And you know, there's the problem is, you know, there's times where, like last year, where you know there's something that he would get up there and say, and he would say it in his way, and maybe tie in an anecdote or some story or, you know, some kind of teaching lesson behind it that he had experienced. And, you know, it's something only he could do, you know, because it was his story. You know, and so I think that's the part that we missed the most by not having him was there was those moments where you knew, and I've been around him long enough, I knew what the appropriate story was for that week, you know, and yet he wasn't there to tell it, you know. And so being, you know, you always have a lot of turnover. You have a lot of young guys. Like, I mean, there was things that just weren't able to be, you know, said or communicated, you know, the way that he would have been able to do it, you know. And so I'd say that's what we missed the most. But as far as, you know, my leadership ability and kind of my approach from last year to this year, really it's very much the same. I mean, listen, when I'm on the field, that's my offense. That's my huddle. I'm in charge of those guys. You know, Sean Payton's not out there. Pete Carmichael's not out there. And Joe Lombardi's, you know, that's my job. And so I take the same approach regardless. From a leadership standpoint in the locker room, something needs to be said, I'll be there to say it. So I wouldn't say it's changed a whole lot, to be honest with you.
You got Robert Meacham back. I guess, was that easy to integrate him back into the offense?
Yeah, absolutely. Spent some time with him yesterday, today. Looks great. He's happy to be back. Obviously, we're happy to have him back in the offense. I think he brings a great element. And, you know, it's just it's a great addition, you know, great addition to have him back. Kind of unexpected, but definitely a great addition.